Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 lwezi 2017 ngo Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Abalwa impi yenkululeko lamhla baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni.
Funa ukukhanyele ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Iko thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyeka. Ubeziyeka zonke lesi sikhathi ezitshela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe nomkhokhela.
UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakala okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphuthe izifundo ekolijini leZimbabwe Open University. Namhla kuza Friday lomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo wazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphuthe izifundo zazo ekolejini leZimbabwe Open University wenzelwe eHeathcliff selokhu abezomvikela baqala ukumlondoloza esemzini wakhe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bathi singabakhathazi lesi sehlakalo, siphathisa ukufakaza emhlabeni wonke ukuba akekho ohluthune amandla njengalokho okuchiwoyo. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eyeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Christopher Mchwangwa, uchaze isenzo sikaMgabe njengokuziyenga ukuba yonke into emi kahle empilweni yakhe esazimhlophe ukuba akunjalo.
He is defying the population, trying to give a semblance of normality when things are not normal.
Weyisa uzulu, kufuna kukhanyeleke ingani into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Ikho thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyeka. Ubeziyeka zonke lesi sikhathi ezitshela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe nomkhokhela. Lolo hlanya lomfazi lwakhetha iziphukuphuku zabantu ukusebenza lazo okubalisa uhlanya lukaprofesa. Ngakubona mina lumuntu wayelala sikhathi sonke emhlanganweni wecabinet. Ngemva kwalokho ebese sithi izinqumo ziyeza emini zivela ngapi? Umkakhe. Wabangela udubo ngokwenza uhlanya olungumkakhe labangane bakhe bathathe intambo zobukhokheli. Yikho osekulingisiswa ngabezomvikela. Siyathaba ngalelo nyathelo eselithethwe.
Omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko osanda ukuxotshwa uhulumende ngumgabe, umnumzana Chinga Dube, uthi uZulu makangethuswa ngokubonakala kwakhe emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi zekolitshini lezowu wokugqiba izifundo.
Akutshoni udoloko, udoloko kutshenisa ukuthi asiyokhu. Yithi yakwazi ukuthi asiyokhu lesizinto kuphela. So laba bathi ikhuba bayo bayibona ikhuba umuntu ephuma ihambe isiyayo ku-graduation. So ngiqinisa ukuthi asiyokhu. Nangumbuso nangunamntu uhambile ku-graduation. Wakwabona kule khuba umuntu esuka ahamba aye ku-graduation. Kutshenisa ukuthi asiyokhu silungisa izinto kuphela. Akula khuba. Amasotsha uma kule khuba kufa abantu kudutshulwe ngubani osefile. Akula muntu ofileyo.
Kuthi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabantwana babalwa impi yenkululeko eye Children of the War Veterans Association, umnumzana Innocent Mhlanga, uthi ukubonakala kwaMgabe emphakathini waqala kungaguquli injongo yabo lekaZulu weZimbabwe yokuba asuke esikhundleni.
Ukuhamba kwakhe asilandaba lakho, but our main word is njengabasakhulayo njengabantwana bama war veterans, sithi umdala ga step down ngendlela ukuthi into eziningi kade zisiphambanisekile. Abantu bebengasalandeli i-constitution yelizwe. Sinika for example enika umfazi wakhe ukuthi ebelokhu engwe ophambili ekhuluma ebantwini, etormenta ama-government officials, etormenta even i-military, ama-institutions e-government, etormenta even u-vice president, abantu abayapointwayo ngu-president, ebesexotsha abantu almost everywhere ephathini ehulumende khonoko njengabasakhulayo besakufunda. But into ekhona yikuthi abantu ngabasamfuni ukuthi ebelokhu esesikhundleni, including thina njengabantwana bo-veterans.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana labohlangothi lwezobudlelwano lozulu kuhlangothi lwabezomvikela ukuzwa umbono wabo kulolu daba lokuvunyelwa kwaMgabe okwakuqala selokhu bamgombolozela lemuli yakhe emzini wakhe eBorodel lapho angavunyelwa khona ukuphuma. Nimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis Gama. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwelemelika lamazwe omhlaba umnumzana Rex Tillerson uthi ukususwa kukahulumende kamongameli Mugabe embusweni libutho kupha ilizwe ithuba lokucanda indlela ezakhokhelela embusweni okhululekileyo ohlonipha amalungelo oluntu njalo oqhuba ukhetho olusuthisa wonke umuntu. UTillerson ukhuthaze ibutho ukuthi liphange libuyisele umbuso ezandleni zabezombusazwe. Umnumzana Tillerson wethule amazwi la ekhuluma emhlanganweni yawenze labaphathi ntambo bamazwe yase-Afrika ababona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe abo lamanye. Kunjalo nje umongameli weleBotswana umnumzana Ian Khama laye uthi uMgabe kumele asuke embusweni ngokuphela kokuphela ngoba isihlalo sakhe singayisiso sobukhosi.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe and they are concerned to, I know each of you, they are concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition.
Alo ke ngunobhala ubona ubudlelwano lwemelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Rex Tillerson. Kunjalo nje amasotsha ahlomileyo yiwo abikwa esebona ngokuhamba kwezimota emgwaqweni emikhulu yelizwe. Bethi amapholisa acine izolo ukubona ngokuhamba kwezimota. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Lokhe abebutho leZimbabwe bethethe intambo zokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni ngolwesithathu emadabukakusa, amapholisa ahle ahlubulwa ngakho konke abazihlomisa ngakho okugoqela labacuphi labasebenza nsitha. Abachayeli bezimota kunye loZulu bathe bajabule okwamagama bethi sekubetha umoya uma uchayela emigwaqweni yelizwe kulandela ukumiswa kwamapholisa ngokubona ngokuchayela kwezimota emigwaqweni. Umnumzana John Dube osuka eGwanda uthe i-roadblock yinye kuphela uma usiya eGwanda ku-Toff Avenue, babuza isithupha kuphela kuye wonke umuntu ohambayo.
Hayi, ama roadblock iyi-1 kuphela ku-12 lapha yamasotsha kuphela. Hayi, khona kusikhulu. I-roadblock ekhona ngeyamasotsha ku-12 Avenue kuphela. Hayi, no, bafuni ama-ID kuphela.
Umuntu wonke ohamba.
Bafika bamisa imoto bafuni i-ID, akula enye into abayifunayo.
Umchayeli ubeke ithemba Ncube uthe akusela mapholisa bazisebenzela kuhle, kodwa uma uphuma kobulawayo yikho lapho okulamasotsha ahlomileyo, babuza isithupha kuphela, akulamali abayithatha kubachayeli. ethi uphumule ukuthathelwa imali ngamapolisa ngoba ngolwesithathu kuviki edlule bamthathele isithupha sokuchayela le mali engaba ngamadola angamachumi amabili i-$20 kodwa uyamazi lo mpolisa ebevele esehluphile kobulawayo.
Kulezi nsuku ku-right kakhulu abaseko la masela lathi sihluphe emgwaqweni. Siyazisebenzela ukuthi langaliphuma izinto ezithona singahlakaninga la. Akwaye bebakhona siku lamasosha balungisa khona ngapho umgwaqo ukuthi yonke into ibe right. Njalo abafuni abahluphi bantu bazibuzela isithupha kuphela ngakhipha isithupha sakho uyahlulisa. Amapholisa ethu lapha wethilele banidadela ilayisensi yami bathatha nemali engange-$20 abazange bambhalele le tikiti. Into yakhona isileviki so angikwazi ukuthi ngizabadinga njani babone njani kodwa ngabantu embazi namfuna imali yami le-layisensi yami.
Omunye umchayeli uGeorge Nyathi uthe amapholisa ebehlupha efuna imali njalo nje ethi uma bengekho balenjabulo ngokungabi lamapholisa bafuna inkululeko yabo abangalayo.
These days especially a problem ukuthi too much ukufuna imali lobe kubopha abantu bangona abasayenza umsebenzi wabo they are after money. So lati ma kungukuthi abakho asiyalisa ukuthi besebenze but abasebenze ngendlela eqondileyo bengabi after money but abaqondise umsebenzi wabo njengamapholisa. Mina from yesterday ngizwa ngifunga uba le njabulo because it's been long singabantu abangathi bahlupheka that we need change. Since ngazalwayo lokho busa umuntu oyedwa sifuna omunye umuntu ozasicabangela ezintsha. Mina I failed ukuya esikolo just because ama-parents bebengakhona ukumbhadalela bengasebenzi. Sifuna i-change singabulawela i-future just because umuntu oyi-one ongafuna uphuma esikhundleni.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko olilunga leZipra Veterans umnumzana Cetshwayo Sithole uthe amapholisa ebeselobugwelegwele obuphambili ngokufuna ukuhlala behlawulisa ngazo zonke izikhathi ethi ngemva kokusebenza kwamasotsha kungaqhubeka kungendlela amasotsha ami ngakhona emigwaqweni ubugwelegwele osebukhona bungaphela.
Thina mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu lamolelilizwe ngikhangele ngakubona ukuthi amasotsha bonabo bangabantu abananzelelayo ukuthi umumo nalowo okhona bese kule corruption esabekayo emgwaqweni. For instance, amapholisa yibade behamba bafike bamise imoto bangayisechi but babize umuntu ophethe isikhwama semoto especially imoto ezithwala abantu bafike bababhadalisa imali ukuze bedlule even lakhona phakathi edorobheni into athi sisenzakale. So i-level ye-corruption enyanyisayo esabekayo. So nxa besithi bona bona bayaklina bemisa la masotsha ukuthi bayakhiphe emgwaqweni bademonstrate ukuthi nxa kuthiwa i-roadblock uchiwona sikubona kuyinto enhle eqakathekileyo ukuthi
iningi labantu lithi amapholisa akhona edolobheni kodwa awahlukuluzi bantu njengakuqala ikakhulu kubachayeli bezimota ngoba besebelomkhuba wokumisa izimota ingqingaphi ngitsho lakuzibane eziqondisa uhamba kwezimota ama-robots. Ukuchayela phakathi kuka 5th Street lo Leopold Takawira kobulawayo bese kunzima kubachayeli ngoba bese kumele ukhuphe imali kuphela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla siqhubeka sikhangela ingxabangxoza eselizweni abantu bemelele ukubona ukuthi iyozalwa nkomoni ngomongameli Robert Mugabe okhuthazwa ukuthiya isikhundla. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ele iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele sivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhloko kahulumende yakwele Lebanon umnumzana Saad Hariri uthi ubevakatshele kwele Saudi Arabia okulapho abike ngokuthiya kwakhe isikhundla esithi uthethe lelo nyathelo emzameni yokuletha ukuzinza emhlubulweni abakuwo. Ummeli wele Melika kumanyani wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ubike ukuba uhulumende wele Sudan uphakathi komkhankaso wokuhlukumeza abamabandla aphikisayo esebenzisa abakubutho. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika e-SADC esingenele njalo njengenhlala yenza kudaba lweZimbabwe kulandela ukungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe okusanda qhamuka. Kodwa njengoba intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 Martin Ngwenya ebika, inhlanganiso le isibonakala njengesitha kunengi kaZulu weZimbabwe.
Be kule nengi elithe kwaqa ema-ofisini e-SADC izolo ngesikhathi ucazulula udaba lweZimbabwe lapho ibutho eseliqondisa umumo ngokuhluthuna intambo zombuso labopha ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende kodwa lilandula ukuthi lihluthune umbuso. I-SADC kade yazama ukucazulula ingxaki zeZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi sikamongameli Thabo Mbeki weSouth Africa kodwa kungela mpumela esuthisayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zezwa ubuhlungu ngesikhathi ziqhinqa isililo ngemva kokhetho lwaludlakelo lwamnyaka 2008 lapho noma nje ibandla le-MDC elibika lwanqoba umongameli Robert Mugabe walela esihlalweni. Umbeki wayesithi yena ufuna udaba lweZimbabwe lulungiswe ngenkulumo kaHatshi ngokulwisana wayekubiza ngokuthi yi-quiet diplomacy okwacunula iningi leZimbabwe ngoba bekufuna i-SADC ikhulume ngelizwi eliqatha njalo licacileyo ngokwenziwa ngumbuso kaMugabe. Ukuphuma kukambeki ngo-2011 esikhundleni akuzange kulethe inguquko. Umongameli Jacob Zuma laye gida ingoma yenkokheli eningi ye-SADC ngaphandle kukamongameli Ian Khama Sirote Khama weBotswana yena ongagudli iguma uma ichothoza okwenziwa ngumgabe. Kuyona le iviki i-SADC iyeqele njalo phakathi kodaba lweZimbabwe ezithola njalo iselihlweni lezwe ngemva kokungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe kulandela ukuxotshwa kwayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa ngesikhathi isiphathamandla esiphuma emazweni awe-SADC akhangela ezombusazwe ezomvikela kanye lokuthula e-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security zifika eHebron kuyona le iviki zithole umumo womkhathi ungajayelekanga. Iningi lithi alifuni i-SADC eduze lodaba lweZimbabwe kwaze kwavulwa ikhasi enkundleni zekulenjini elithi No to SADC elibone abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu i-30,000 bencindezela amagama abo besekela lowo mkhankaso. Omele inoton edalele parlamente okade eseHebron utshele amalunga eTroika uthi i-SADC kayifunakali eZimbabwe esithi ilizwe lizazilungisela ingxaki zayo. Kukanti omunye owenhlanganiso ye-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy iYAD umnumzana Dinotenda Mungu laye uthi akumelanga i-SADC isihluphe ngoba vele imizamo yenhlanganiso le kayikaze incede. Ngitsho labanye kwele Botswana abasaboni uncedo lwe-SADC. Kundaba zeZimbabwe intatheli izindaba umnumzana Pako Libana uthi inhlanganiso ye-SADC izahlala ivikela labo abaphuma kumabandla awaletha inkululeko kumazwe esaziwa ngokuthi ngama-front line states. Kodwa noma kunjalo umgcinihlalo we-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security unkosikazi Maite Nkowana Mashabane okwele South Africa uthi i-SADC ilokhu iqakathekile ekubanguleni ingxaki zeZimbabwe. Kodwa iningi lithe leyi i-SADC eliyaziyo ngemva kokuba umhlangano weHebron uthi kumele kubanjwe omunye umhlangano kukhulunywe ngodaba lweZimbabwe besithi lokhu akuncedi ngalutho. Okwakhathesi kukhanya i-SADC eyinhlanganiso iningi eZimbabwe elithanda ukuyizonda. NginguMartin Ngwenya owendaba zeStudio 7 ngeseHebron kwele Botswana.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu kusigaba seCastle Laga Premier Soccer League iyaqhubeka ngempelaviki kulo mdlalo ogobhozisa amathe phakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum leLengezi Platinum Stars. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum lizemukela elengezi Platinum Stars, lona elihlezi kwindawo yesithathu engalaneni enkundleni emandaba. Iqembu le-FC Platinum likhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili njengoba lile miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lesithupha, kuthi elengezi lile miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lane, okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Dynamos elihlezi kwindawo yesibili. Umqeqetshi weqembu le-FC Platinum uNomen Mabheza uthi iqembu lakhe kumele linqobe elengezi ukuze libe sesimeni esihle sokuphakamisa isicoco.
Ngomunye wemidlalo emikhulu kithi, sesiphezulu ngemiklomelo emibili okwakhathesi, amehle onke sikhangele kithi, ukuba yinto engalula. Sokumele sinqobe kumdlalo wethu lengezi ukuthi siphumelele, kutsho ukuthi sokudingeka ukuba sisebenze gadalala.
Komunye umdlalo ozadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo, iqembu leBantu Rovers lizadlala leDynamos enkundleni eBarber Fields, njalo iqembu leDimbare lizabe lithiye ukuba izimbamgodi ze-FC Platinum lilengezi ziphazamisane ukuze lona libe sendaweni yenhle yokuphakamisa isicoco. Ngesonto kule midlalo emibili enkundleni eluveve, lapho iqembu le-Omani lizemukela khona eleShapane Mine ngehola lakuqala emini, kuthi ngehola lesithathu iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leleChapungu. Intshantshu zanyakenye, iqembu le-Cape United lizadlala lelebulawayo City enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium. Iqembu le-Ada lizemukela ele-Highlanders ngaseRofaro. Amaqembu alwisa ukugonyulwa kwisigaba saphezulu athi ele-Wange lele-Harare City azadibana e-Colliery. Iqembu le-Black Rhinos lizemukela ele-ZBC Kariba e-Morris Depot, ukuthi ele-Triangle lizadibana lele-Cholocho ngaseKibo. Ngimele i-Studio 7 ngobulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, 7 upokine.
Woza Friday. Lamhlanje kuwoza Friday silomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa, uBothwell Nkomo. Wazakala ngegama lokuthi Bekezela, yena wenza izimanga eMzansi ngengoma yakhe ethiwa yona Bekezela. Asizweni okunengi kuvela kuEzra Chisas Band.
Abantu abaningi bamazi ngokuthi nguBhozo, usedume ngokuthi nguBekezela umfana kaNkomo. Idlathe lakhe elitsha alibiza igama lokuthi nguBekezela lidlama langabi kulezi nsuku. Abantu bathanda ukuthi bakwazi kahle mfana kaNkomo.
Sanibonani bakithi, ibizo nginguBekezela Bothwell Nkomo. Ngazalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo kobulawayo, ngakhulela eGwanda eWilonke, ngikhuliswa ngugogo lokhulu. Okweminyaka nje emibili nje emithathu ngangize ngangena nje isikolo, ngase ngisiya kobulawayo sengisiyafunda izifundo zami zebanga eliphansi, u-grade 1 to grade 7. Ngaqhubekisela njalo eHlathi Secondary School sengisenza imfundo yesigaba esiphezulu, form 1 to form 4. Ekukhuleni kwami nje kwabayikho khona lokho ukuthi ngakhula ngingumuntu nje othanda nje ukuhlabelela ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Nangumcimbi, nangumnyanya, siyashadisana namhla. Asen am sope, mama 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 mama. Asen am sope, asen am sope mama.
Ukubekezela kuyinto enhle empilweni. Njengoba ukhanya ke lesiphiwo sokuhlabela, kwaba nzima yini ukuthi uhlabele useZimbabwe?
Ekukhuleni kwami ke ngase ngiqhubekisela izifundo zami sengisafundela as arts emakhosi Performing Arts Academy, lapho into engiqeda khona isimo somnotho ekhaya eZimbabwe singasavumi sesintengantenga. Ngase ngifisa ukuthi ukuze ngiphumelele kungangcono ngiyehlangana nabaculi abafana nabo Ringo ebengikhangelele kubo phezulu eGoli. Ikhukuza kwami ke sengisiza kwele South Africa ke akuzange kube lula ekufikeni kwami ke ngafunda okuningi, ngizama ukuthola indlela nomkhandlo ukuthi ngingene phakathi emculweni. Kodwa ngagcina ngiwutholileke ekugcineni, ngase ngisenza ingoma ethi Bekezela. Yasiyaduma ke yagcwala nje yabemetheka.
Mosuku khala ngilinde ngiyabuya wewe Bekezela, gilinde ntombi, gilinde. Bekezelo
yona ingoma leyo bekezela isimemethekile njalo isihluphile wena vele ke mfana kaNkomo kukhona yini owakwenza ngoba nomdlandla ukuthi ube ngumculi
njengoba sengishilo ngaphambilini ukuthi bengi-inspire kakhulu ngabaculi base be-Afro Jazz ebebedume kakhulu ngapha eMzantsi Afrika abo Jabu Khanyile, uMama Ubusi Mhlongo, Ringo Madlingozi kunye nje nabanye ekade bekubambe lo mculo-ke abafana nabo babo Oliver Mtukudzi nabo Hugh Masekela. Bengifuna nami ukufika kulelo zinga-ke ngibe nenhlanhla ngoba ngisayinwe ikhampani enkulu kakhulu kulo nyaka ba-celebrator iminyaka emithathu bekule industry engamathumi amathathu rather bekule industry ngikhuluma ngeGhetto Raff ibo abangisayinileyo ke ngikuseme company noVusi Nova noNtando besinonathi lapho as well. So ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuba ngifike kulelo zinga ngifike kuleso sigaba.
Malifuni ma Kinetebo ma Africa Malifuni ma Ungakhandile libale lithi mali mali
mali
mali.
Ingoma le imali ngizayithumela itholakala kulona idlala desilishaya manje. Akukhumbuze phela abalaleli nezandle lakho ukuthi litholakala njani njalo ngaphi bekezele.
Idlala deseliphumile kanye le video isiphumile, i-video seyikhona ku-YouTube kanye ledlala telikhona ku-YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer. Abantu bangathola ithuba nje lokuthi bangene bathi bekezela. Kanti kuma-social media etibekezela music for Twitter, kanti ekubekezela music njalo ku-Instagram, ubekezela ku-Facebook, bekezela Nkomo iligama engilisebenzisayo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Voice of America ukuthi linginikezeleli ithuba elingaka. Isitori sami isiswaleso udaba lwami ilona nalelo olokubekezela. Ngisemba imigodi, ngizama zonke indlela, ngisebenza ukuba li-waiter ukuze ngize ngifike kulesi sigaba engiso sona. Ngakho-ke i-message engilayo, umlayezo engilayo, umbiko engiwuphathele abantu iwona lo ukuthi bekezela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Udla amalangabi umculo kabekezela, uyavutha, uthathisa abaningi, uphekwe kamnandi. Isikhathi bakwethu sendlu ngumangoya besiphetheke umfana kaNkomo uBhozo Bothwell Bekezela Nkomo. Asiphumeni kanje ngayobekezela ngoba kumele empilweni sibekezele kuze kulunge kuphela. Ngithi waza Friday. Bekezela mlaleli, ngimele Studio 7 eLondon, ngiyeza Jesus Bar.
Ngiyabuya dalema, shova malanga kuphela, ngibona isandwa sami, isandwa sami nakugcina kudala, isandwa sami ngiyakukhumbula, shova malanga kuphela, ngibona isandwa sami. Stand with some and all the clean and good time. Stand with some and get your ego cool. Beg it, say love. Gilling, don't be a gilling. Yabu, we are done. Beg it, say love. Gilling, don't be a gilling. Yabu, we are done. Shova malanga kuphela, ngibona isithandwa sami, isithandwa sami nakugcina kuthanda, isithandwa sami.
Bekezela ingoma emnandi kuhlelo lwethu Woza Friday olusigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba zethu zalamhlanje. Abhalwa impi yenkululeko lamhlanje baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale kwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi. Igama uChris Gande lilale sesilichiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teerera izvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.